is our title today. Our text is Luke 5, 1 to 11. We're in the season of Epiphany, and we might think of the season of Epiphany as kind of introducing Jesus to us. Last week, we heard about his kingdom. We heard about the authority that he has as the king over everything, really. We heard about his compassion, that he's a compassionate king. We heard about his purpose in preaching the good news of his kingdom in many places. And today, in today's text, we find Jesus calling some of his followers that had already interacted with him. Now, I'm not sure about chronology of things always, but it appears that what we read today comes after what we had before. So they were already interacting with him in some way, and maybe even had some kind of a call to follow him. But here we find a little bit more of a call to follow Jesus and to join him in what he is doing. We were introduced to Simon last week. We also know him by Peter in our text today. He's referred mostly as Simon, also as Peter one time. Jesus had healed his mother-in-law in what we saw last week. And so there's some interaction already, and Simon is seeing a little bit of what Jesus can do and what he's doing. And today we hear a little bit more of that as we get by near the lake and an event that happens by the lake there. So Luke 5, 1 to 11 is our text. The kids, you already have a little bit of an assignment to think about for Sunday school, but I want you to be listening here too, because you have a little bit of a quiz too that comes up after this on this text. So Luke 5, 1 to 11, I'll invite you to stand as you are able as I read that this morning. Luke 5, 1 to 11, reading in Jesus' name. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this word to us this morning. Thank you for this event in Jesus' life as he interacted with these other men and called them to follow him. I ask that you would guide us in what you would have for us today in this as well. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated, and I'll ask the kids, any kids that want to come up to the front. And normally you come up here, but come over to this side. So I have some people up here helping me. Look this way for a second here, okay? You guys are going to help me tell the story that we just heard. Do you want to sit down here? Great. Okay. All right. Okay. So, what do we have up here?
Boat.
Who can a boat. What's on the boat? What do you see there?
Nets.
Some nets. Yeah. These guys are a few fishermen that are, they're working on their nets here. And you know this guy, but right now, what's his name? Who knows his name?
Curtis.
But right now, he's playing the part of Jesus for us. What was Jesus doing? Anybody know? What was he doing right away when our story started? What was he doing? Did anybody hear? He was teaching people. He was teaching. And everybody, kind of how you guys are all crowded around right now. Everybody was crowding around him. So he came to a boat and he got into the boat and he asked the owner to put out from shore a little bit. You know who the owner was? No, not Curtis. Who was the owner?
Andrew.
Well, played by Andrew, but what was his name? Simon was his name. So he said, let's go push out from boat. So these guys are going to get in the boat. They're going to get the boat out from shore. That way Jesus can be a little bit away from the people and teach them without being too crowded around, right? Okay. So when he finished teaching, what did he do? What did he do? He said something. He said to Simon, he said, put out into deep water and let down the nets. Okay.
Put out in deep water and let down the net.
Hey, see, he knows his lines. All right, so did they do it? Well, what did Simon say first? He said something first. What did he say? What did he say? Do you know what he said?
We've been fishing all night.
We've been fishing all night, and we got a whole bunch of fish. Is that what he said?
No.
No, what did he say?
We got none.
None. We've been fishing all night, and we didn't get any fish. And then what did he say? Anybody remember? Maybe he remembers. No, I told him I'd tell him his line, so he didn't have to remember, right? Yeah, okay, so here's his line, right? We've been fishing all night, but we haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I'll put down the nets.
Master, for we've worked all night, and we haven't caught anything, but as you tell us so, I'll put down the nets.
There we go, all right. So they're putting down the nets. What happened, guys? Fish. Did you guys bring the fish? Did you know you were supposed to bring the fish that they were going to catch? No, well, I didn't tell you that, so you wouldn't know. No, so we're going to have to imagine all the fish that they caught. Imagine these nets all full of fish, and they're pulling them in. Do you guys know, what did Simon say when he saw all of this? What did he say? Maybe a little surprising. What did he say? He probably said, whoa. Or whatever woe is in Aramaic that he's probably speaking, right? He probably said that. And then what did he say? He said something. What did he say to Jesus? Anybody remember? He said, go away from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man.
Go away from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man.
Why do you think he said that? Why do you think he said that? If you knew somebody could do all of this, well, we're going to be thinking a little bit about why he said this, but if he knows that Jesus can do something like this, maybe Jesus is a little bit more than just a normal person, right? And Simon realizes he's not really anybody special. In fact, he does wrong things, and he's a little bit ashamed of that, right? What did Jesus tell him? Do you guys remember?
Don't be afraid.
You got it. Don't be afraid. What?
Of me.
Okay, don't be afraid, but what was he going to do? Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people, right?
Do not be afraid and go and fish for men.
There you go. All right. All right, I have for you guys, thank you for coming up. You guys were doing a good job of sitting here. Could you guys, here, let's split those up a little bit here. Here, I'll give some to each of you. You can pass some of those out. Okay, there you go. Okay, thanks for coming up, guys. And we're going to be thinking about why Jesus said this, why Simon said that. All right, you guys can go back to your grown-ups. Thanks to you guys that came up and helped do the fishing and the nets and the cleaning and all of that. All right. Hopefully we've got enough for everybody there to get some. If anybody needed one, all right. Okay. Well, Gone Fishing is our title. I don't know if you've seen the movie Gone Fishing. Anybody seen that one? You know, it doesn't have high reviews. It's a movie that the main actors are Danny Glover and Joe Pesci. And amazingly enough, it's a pretty clean movie for those guys being in it. It's about two friends grow up always wanting to fish and never being very successful, and really, actually, mostly just causing chaos. In their case. And the whole movie is about going on this amazing fishing trip. And it's probably the only fishing trip that involves no fishing, pretty much. And they just are not successful, mostly just accidents. In fact, they're so accident prone or chaos prone that even my kids that enjoy that type of movie along with me just said, you know what, I'm kind of embarrassed for them. I'm kind of embarrassed for them, even though it's a kind of funny, just funny humor kind of thing. They end up with no fish. And even though, you know, we have Jesus teaching by the lake here, we have a story of catching no fish. And even though it's a different scenario, I like the title of Gone Fishing. It fits well with what we're thinking about today. And even that aspect of not catching any fish, and even maybe having some chaos in life, fits a little bit as well. Jesus was teaching by the lake here. We had people crowding around him, listening to the word of God. You can imagine, we talked about already last week how amazed people were at his teaching. So amazing. And they just wanted to hear more. Now think about this, that, you know, it wasn't always easy for them to do that. I mean, they had their daily activities of life. And yet, it was so amazing what Jesus was teaching that they would leave that and go and seek him out to hear more of what he had to say. That the good news that he was preaching just was that good for them. They couldn't pass it up, the opportunity to hear him. I wonder what that type of preaching, just to people who were not there, to like they had no reason ahead of time to come and hear it. There was no name recognition where they could say this famous person is coming, not to begin with, right? What was the teaching like? What would that look like today? Something that would be appealing to people who have no interest in coming to church maybe, but there's something in what is being said that is drawing them. What are the kinds of things? Maybe you can just we can reflect on that in our lives. What are the kinds of things that we can say about the kingdom of God that really draw people in? That's the type of thing that Jesus was saying. People were crowding around him. He got into a boat so he could move away. People could hear him a little bit better. Maybe the acoustics on the lake were a little bit better. The sound would carry a little bit more. And we find out that it's the boat belonging to Simon that we've already seen Jesus interacting with. And Simon, interestingly enough, we don't know what his interaction had been so far in all of this, but we know he had Jesus over to his house. We know that Jesus had healed his mother-in-law. Whatever that interaction had been so far, if he had been invited by Jesus to follow him in some way already or not, we don't really know exactly the chronology, but whatever the case, Simon just continued his daily life. So in the midst of all this, he had gone fishing. You heard a little bit about Jesus, but he had gone fishing. And maybe it's because he said, well, I still need to pay the bills, so I better get out there. But he was not yet fully following in everything that Jesus was doing. That would come soon. As soon as Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Peter, put into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Now, there's a couple problems with this, as we found out. Now, when it comes to fishing, I have to rely on other sources to know anything about it. You've heard, I don't necessarily like it. Although, if I could be promised to catch a fish like this every day, I would enjoy fishing, I think. Especially if I could leave it behind and let somebody else do the cleaning. You know, that would really be appealing. But the thing is that here, Simon and his friends had been fishing at the appropriate time in the appropriate place for fishing. Now, Jesus was instructing them to go out at a time that was not normal for fishing, in a place that was not normal for fishing. Simon and his friends, you know, we get the picture. I mean, this was their livelihood. So they were probably relatively successful most of the time. They caught some fish. You know, they knew what they were doing. This was their life. But this particular night, they had not caught anything. Nothing to speak of. There was nothing there. And as you know, this is where, you know, they've gone fishing and no fish have turned up. You know, no fish came from that. And here Jesus then tells him to do something unusual. That's what we're finding here. It doesn't fit the norm of this activity. And Simon is reluctant. You know, he at least speaks his reservations to Jesus. You know, we've done it the right way to do it, and we haven't caught anything. Should we do this? And we might pause here a second and just ask, what would this look like for us? What might Jesus be saying to us in this? And we might look at this lack of the catch of fish and ask, you know, look at our own lives. And how do our own lives look? Is it? Do we ever feel like we've been fishing and come up empty after fishing? We might look at the plans that we have in our life. Maybe we have retirement plans. Maybe we have career plans. Maybe we have plans for raising kids. Maybe there's plans for helping with grandkids. Maybe there's plans for where to live or plans for where to take a vacation, and we think about these things, and maybe in our lives we find that these things go as we planned, that these things are going well, and things seem fulfilled in our life, and we want to keep it that way. Maybe on the other hand, we have these plans, and we realize plans aren't going as we thought they would. As we think about the surgeries and treatments and all the things that many in our congregation have been going through, I don't think anybody wanted to plan for that, right? Now, some things have come out through pretty relatively easily. Others have been more difficult. And who knows how each one is feeling in all of those things. But we might have the feeling that we haven't caught any fish in life, that things are not going great. We could have that feeling. Are we open then to Jesus telling us something different? And in fact, are we open even to the possibility that when we are catching fish, or it feels like we're catching fish, that maybe truly we haven't been, that our nets have been empty? We feel successful in this life, but maybe that's not the reality. And I wonder, is it too much of a stretch to take this account and say, Jesus may be saying that to us as well, that maybe even when we feel like our nets have been filled, they possibly have been empty of fish. Are we open to Jesus telling us to do something different than what maybe our plans for life are? Simon is open. Master, we've worked hard all night, haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. As he addresses him as master, it denotes his position. He already recognizes something in Jesus. Jesus is already drawing him and the others in to follow him. And here we have this miraculous catch of fish. Not just a few fish, where there wouldn't normally be fish, but overflowing nets of fish. So much so they had to call the other boat over, and even with that, both boats were starting to sink. As we think about our lives and how this applies to our lives, we realize that Jesus, even in whatever we're doing in our lives, as we follow Jesus, Jesus puts meaning into our lives. Jesus puts meaning into what we are doing. Not simply a little bit of meaning, but overflowing, like these nets full of fish. What follows here then is a response from Simon Peter. And notice that Luke puts his name Peter on here. Now, why? Why? We might ask the question. Well, we don't know exactly why. But notice that Peter is realizing something about Jesus here. And maybe that's why Luke adds Simon Peter to this, to point out it's not just Simon speaking here. It's the man that Jesus gave the name of Peter to, of this foundational in the faith, as he's realizing something about Jesus in this. And what is his response? Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. What a strange response, isn't it? You would think. What does that have to do with anything? What does his sin have to do with anything? Notice that he calls him Lord here. And not just master. Lord, that is more than just respect. He probably doesn't exactly picture who Jesus is here exactly yet, but that title of Lord brings him a little bit closer, at least, to realizing who Jesus is. And his reaction says that too. The catch of fish has taught him a little bit about Jesus, about who Jesus is. And his reaction is similar to Isaiah's in the temple that we had in our scripture reading. As Isaiah saw a vision of God's glory and realized he should be dead. He should be dead because he's seen God's presence, and his lips are cleansed. And Simon, Peter, seems to be having a very similar reaction here. He can't handle being in God's presence, or at the very least, this messenger of God, if that's what he thinks of him at this point. You know, he can't handle it. And I wonder if we could be instructed by that as well, to realize how significant it is that God calls us to him. He works in our lives. Do we expect or deserve that? What is our response when we realize who Jesus is? But the thing is, Jesus has a plan, and he is calling him, and he's not pushing Simon Peter away. He didn't do all of this just to say, Simon Peter, you are a terrible person. Get away from me. That wasn't his purpose. He says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I have a purpose in this. I'm here for you. From now on, you will fish for people. And the word in particular here used that might sometimes be called, fishing or catching, it's really catching alive, reinforcing the idea that, you know, there's another word that could be used that implies that the fish are dead at that point. But the word used here really implies catching alive, catching for life, people. There is a purpose in life. There can be a purpose in our lives. And we might ask ourselves the question, are you feeling fulfilled about things right now? Does your life feel fulfilled? Are you feeling unfulfilled, like you haven't caught anything all night? Jesus has an invitation. First, in the form of fishing, and he says, fish where I tell you to fish. Even in our own lives, we might think, maybe my life feels successful, but maybe in God's eyes, it's something different. Maybe my net is actually empty. And maybe I can fish somewhere else where God is telling me to go. There's an invitation then to follow Jesus. And, you know, this invitation is particularly for Simon and his friends. But it's extended to us as well. Fish for people. And then they left everything. All of it. They left everything and followed him. Now, it's not that the fish went to waste. Actually, they still had families. Simon, for sure, was married. He had a family. James and John had their father, Zebedee, and family. So maybe this is a way even for God providing for their families as they went to follow him, all of this catch of fish. But they left. These particular men left what they had and followed Jesus. Last week, we saw Jesus leaving, going to other towns and villages to preach the good news. Now, we noticed last week that we are called to leave, not necessarily very far. Some are called to leave and go very far away, or missionaries that go to other countries. They do that. But we might be called to leave whatever maybe our own interests are, to think about where can we serve God in our community. This week also, we are called to follow, to leave everything behind. Now, not necessarily, literally, everything, though some do. And we think again of those missionaries who are called to give up many things and go to other parts of the world. And if you think in your mind, what are the things that come to mind when you think about missionaries giving things up to serve God? Well, time with their family, extended family, right? The kids that are on the mission field, they have long breaks where they don't see cousins and grandparents and things like that. Activities that are not available for them. Now, other activities might be available for them, but the activities that are part of life here that they're used to are not available. The comfort of home. Maybe a new home is created and felt, but the comfort of home. Now, not everyone, in fact, most of us are not called to do that. But we are called to something. We are called. And, you know, I sometimes wonder, what would it look like if we chose to give up some of the things that missionaries going overseas have to give up? What if we chose to give up some of those things and decided that we're going to give them up as well, not to go overseas, but to focus on the people that are around us, to be able to do that and have time for those who are around us? Not to be better. We wouldn't do this because there's an obligation to do it, to be better Christians or anything like that. But simply to be open to Jesus' call, to be open to Jesus filling the nets of our life with fish, to fill up what he has for us, to follow him so that he would open our eyes to the catch of fish that is around us. In fact, then, not to be gone fishing on our own time, like Simon, literally fishing there, but to be gone fishing. To be gone fishing with Jesus, fishing for people. He invites us, every one of us, into that, and to fill our lives with that. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the blessings that you give in life. We thank you for this, the opportunity that we have. To follow you, to fish for people, to tell others about the good news that we have found in the kingdom of God through knowing you, the King. Please guide us to know how we can do that in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.